Now, you also talk about, in the Wheelhouse talk, a bit about planning things to death. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, you know, I think that part of our culture is, you know, the sort of the success of the industrial era. And you had, you know, proven business models that were solving gigantic needs. And, you know, I guess to step back a little bit, that where I come at it from is this sort of startup mentality. And I love this Steve Blank quote about, you know, startups are not just small versions of big companies. They're completely different things. Startups are really kind of search engines for business models. So I think that we had, you know, working business models for decades here. And as part of that, you know, we had massive organizations that were built completely around optimizing those business models. So as a result, I think we have this sort of, you know, cultural desire to make plans when with a lot of things are just simply unplannable. You just need to try. The problem with ready, aim, fire, instead of ready, fire, aim, or, you know, people will criticize always just, you know, ready, fire, ready, fire, aim. The problem is you need to fire to figure out if all that readying and aiming actually made any sense. Like, are your sights working if you're using a gun? So it's, I guess that's sort of where I come to it from is sort of this, need to kind of, obviously planning is good, and especially when you know what you're dealing with and you're trying to optimize something, but there are a huge set of opportunities and problems and things out there that are not just simply optimization problems.
And some things are going to be unforeseeable.
Exactly. And I think that, I mean, there's a whole kind of emerging suite of business thought, basically, about kind of the death of strategy and things, and that you cannot do these sort of massive forecasts and plans because there's just too many variables. The world is too dynamic for any of those to be actually worth anything. So that ties back into why we're doing with StartGarden, these $5,000 investments. They're not overly planned. They are simply to get things out there, to try things, to start things.
Small bets.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that Peter Sims book actually is another great business book.
So maybe perhaps entrepreneurs should just be a little bit bolder and just go out and give things a shot and take the risk instead of overanalyzing then.
Yeah, well, I think that the question is, like, how do you set it up in a way that it's survivable? It's not all the eggs in one basket. It's not, how can you work with others? How can you leverage existing resources to be able to try something? But stop sitting around, you know, creating all these plans, these fictions, really.
Right.
And start to get out there and try something and get that experiment and take that to people and you know, move from, step to step.
Sure. Now, before you unveiled Art Prize, there was a bit of a buzz going around that you were going to do a film festival. I know you have a passion for movies. You were operating a social media movie site, Spout, a few years back. Do you have any interest in pursuing anything movie-related or perhaps producing films or anything of that nature?
You know, not really. It's I still love the medium. I think it's really an exciting time in terms of the tools and stuff that people have access to, the sort of images that you can create with basically consumer level gear now is just insane compared to where we were, 5-10 years ago. So I think there's some interesting sort of business models and stuff that will emerge and, maybe I'll look at that eventually, but now I'm just kind of more into just these bigger questions about starting things, about creating this startup culture, and
Now, when the public kind of first came to know of you was back in about 2003. There was a Grand Rapids Magazine article. You were 21 at the time. You were chatting about music. You say you were in a band. You going to pursue anything music related at any point?
I did play in a band all through high school.
What type of band?
It's a rock band.
Okay.
I was, lead vocals, rhythm guitar.
Okay.
Did a bunch of songwriting. And, again, I've always liked kind of creating things and starting things. So that was kind of our own little startup during high school. And just a great opportunity to learn about that business, about, creativity and performance and all these sort of things. So, no interest in music stuff right now.
Okay. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Rick DeVos. We've been chatting about Art Prize, Start Garden, and growing up in an entrepreneurial family. Thank you so much for joining me, Rick.
Thanks, Paul, for having me.
Absolutely.